And we've been looking at cards today, different cards that the believers made for each other that had the love of God expressed in it. And the one word that's used in the Bible, in the Greek, for the love of God is agape. Okay? Agape, and it's used a number of times, but it's interesting that it is... it saturates, this word saturates 1 John in your Bibles. And that's not a big epistle. So what I would like to do, I think it's 17 times agape is used. And we're going to go around. I'd like to assign verses for you all to share and to read. So Jeannie, 1 John 2:5
okay.
And 3:1.
Okay.
And then lastly, we'll go around 1 John 3:16 and 17.
Okay.
George, 1 John 4:7 and 8. 4:7 and 8. Judy, 1 John 4:9. 10 and 12. Yeah, it's right back to back there.
Okay, repeat that.
1 John 4:9, 4:10, 4:12. And then Shati, 1 John 4:16, 4:16, and it's used three times in this one verse. 4:17, Michael, and then Dagmar, 4:18, so that's three times in there. And then 1 John 5:3, Daniel, that's all, that's what it means. Al and I are the Amen Brothers. So listen to God's word on the love of God in 1 John.
1 John chapter 2, verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. And 1 John 3, 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, and we are. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Yeah, the love of God is realized in that we are sons of God. That's beautiful. Okay.
Where am I? It's 1 John 3, what?
16 and 17.
By this we know love. I have the ESV, by the way.
Okay.
By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?
Yeah, yeah. You know, love of God, again, is to be used. And if we're not using it to love one another, then we're holding back on the great resource of God's love. Okay, 1 John 4:7 and 8.
4:7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
God is love. Boy, that really spells it out beautifully. 1 John 4:9, 10, and 12.
And this is manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Yeah, and not me. Okay, 1 John 4:16. Yeah, real loud.
We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them.
Yeah. That's the greatness of the love of God dwelling in the believer. 1 John 4:17.
Yes, in the Passion version, which is fun. By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us, so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment, because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world.
Yeah. That's because Christ in us. Amen. Our 1 John 4:18.
I'm also passion. Love never brings fear, for fear is always related to punishment. Mm-hmm. But love's perfection drives the fear of punishment far from our hearts. Whoever walks constantly afraid of punishment has not reached love's perfection.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. Wow. And then 1 John 5:3.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, we want to do his word. We had a wonderful fellowship this morning at the garage group, and we just so happened to be working a chapter in the book about love redefined. And we talked about the love of God and some of the great truths that we shared here. And I would like to share with you what I shared with them. And I believe this, for me anyway, is the ultimate expression of God's love that is communicated in the scriptures. Now, this is my personal view on this. You may have your thoughts and what really touches your heart, but please join me, if you would, in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And here in starting in verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, verse 17, that you being rooted and grounded in love, okay, being rooted and grounded in love. Now, you get a good mind picture with the word rooted. You know, the Greek word is rhizomes, where we get a word that's used in science for roots. And the word for grounded, what do you think that means? Because I kind of scratched my head thinking, now what does that mean, being rooted and grounded in love? Rooted, I could just see having that love of God just holding tight no matter what's going on with winds and storms. You know, the oak tree, it's not going to move. But the word for grounded is a word that is perhaps better identified as founded. The love of God that founds, it's a foundry, it's a foundation, okay? So the love of God, that you're being rooted and grounded are established in the love of God. Is that what?
That's what I was saying before I went to the Bible. That always meant that you're established
Yes.
It, it keeps you strong. That you're grounded, meaning you're firm, you're established, there's no budging.
Exactly.
Your roots are tapped into the right source.
Right. And your foundation is the love of God. May be able, it goes on here, verse 18, may be able to comprehend, all right, what happens, where does comprehension happen at? In your big toe?
Your mind.
In your mind, okay. That you may be comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. You know, this is a dimension in 4 degrees. Breadth and length and depth and height, that we would know God in all the measurements that can be measured on any kind of item. And God wants us to comprehend that. And we're not finished here. Verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Filled with all the fullness of God. Being filled with all the fullness of God is having the love of God, comprehending its breadth, its length, its depth, its height. Knowing this love of Christ, it's bigger than any knowledge. All the books you could ever find on any subject, this knowledge of the love of God is so huge that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that fantastic? That just, that is so huge. And then the next verse is a verse we quote a lot, but when you see it in the context here of the love of God and how big it is, verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And that power is obviously the Holy Spirit, but it's wrapped up with the love of God, isn't it, in such a beautiful way. So we're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think because of that power in us, the great love of God. So the love of God is pretty fantastic, isn't it?
Yes.
And we want to continue to grow in that and continue to use the love of God, because the love of God is designed to be used. And there's a song I want to play for you. And I was so blessed today, again, in the Garage Fellowship, the coordinator, Bill Westfall, played this song. And he shared a background why it's such a favorite of his. For a number of years, he and his brother, Paul Westfall, who's a famous NBA ball player, basketball player, and coach for the Phoenix Suns, they did summer camps for hundreds and hundreds of kids, and Bill was in charge of the camp, and he said, I'd only hire Christian men to be counselors in there. We'd have 200-plus kids every week for 2 months, and this was our theme song, and so he played this for us. I want to play it for you, and listen. It's a beautiful little song.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going. Those are
Well, Heavenly Father, we are so, so, so thankful that you have given us your love, that you've extended it for each and every wonderful believer, that we can be filled, overflowing with the love of God. And may we start a spark in other people's lives, Father, just by sharing that love of God. It's so needful that it gets out, that we use it to love on people, to share your heart, your care and concern for all mankind. So I pray, Father, that we can live the love of God and share it to this needy world so that they can see the great heart of God that loves so, so much. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay.